All right, welcome to Stake a Podcast, the student edition with
Tebogo Phaphama-Gatyas, Msamari Lukileyo. Yeah, many other names I'm known by. Yes, yeah, depending on how I introduce myself, yeah.
Awesome, you've heard the name Mr. Tebogo Phaphama-Gatyas.
Yeah, awesome. Many people have troubles with that. But it's fine, I understand.
Sweet, Mr. Tebogo. We cannot wait to hear from you and just learn from you. So, yeah, Tebogo.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Let's start off with, kindly tell us a bit about yourself and what you do.
The way the names have... Tebogo Phaphama-Gatyas, first things first. Mm-hmm. My father is Sotho.
Yeah.
My mother is Xhosa, so that's how I got to get the combination, because it seems to to confuse a lot of people.
Yeah.
Tebogo speaking Xhosa or... Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... I'm an artist. Mm-hmm. I'm an artist. All in all, I believe that's a calling for me. That's where I get my direction from. Also, I'm a maths lover. I'm a scientist by nature.
Yeah.
Hence, we're here. Yeah, but I'm a student at CPUT.
Awesome.
Doing mathematical sciences, diploma in mathematical sciences, mainstream. Yeah.
Awesome. You've heard, this is a man of many talents. He's an artist, but he's also a very smart guy, intellectual, studying mathematics, science. So, yes. So, I know we're going to get to the part where you speak about your music or being an artist. But later, let's first dive into your academic life, right?
Yeah.
Kindly share, what was the spark that brought the interest for you to study mathematics, science?
I was brought to mathematical sciences by the love of teaching maths, specifically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, as I have mentioned, I love science. I said I'm a scientist by nature. Mm-hmm. So, like, science, I loved science from high school. I'm from Kutlwanong, so I understand. And they fed us a lot of maths and science. public holidays.
Yeah.
If we're closing for 4 weeks, we'd only close for 2 weeks. And these two other weeks, it's math and science strictly. And like one period is 3 hours. So getting used to that from grade 10 up to now, you see nature, math is within your nature now. I love math. I love teaching math.
Yeah.
We can just leave it at that, because if I elaborate, I'd take the whole day.
I love this. Math was literally grilled in you, but then you also love it as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I may not have seen how useful it was at that time. I looked at it as punishment.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, after looking at my marks and the opportunities, academic opportunities, all that opened for me, like I look back and I'm grateful. You.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I'm loving this. Kindly share, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are studying it at the University of
CPUT.
CPUT, right? What are the requirements for one to study mathematics?
So, primarily, it's mathematical sciences, so I believe they prioritize maths. They like you to just give them a 50% in maths.
Wow.
50% in either physics, physical sciences, or that's a misconception.
Mm-hmm.
Physical sciences, life sciences, geography, English, or any other language, ne?
Yeah.
And then you should have, I think, 3 of those 50s, and then you are allowed to have only 2 level 3s. Only 2.
Okay, yeah. Only 2
and then,
level 3s.
Yeah, straight up for them to take you into the mainstream course, you have to have an APS of 28%.
Yes.
Not percent, sorry. 28, point. 18,
yeah.
Points.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's how I can say that. Yeah, that's the criteria.
You just mentioned right now mainstream and extended, right?
Yeah, and extended
How do those two programs differ?
Okay, as ECP says, extended,
yeah.
I can easily say they stretch out the content which is covered by the mainstream and their duration to a year extra. So, like, they're a bit slower in terms of content coverage, but they're still doing the same thing in the mainstream.
Yeah.
So normally, I don't know why they did that, but I believe it is to cater for those who really wanted to do it, but maybe hit below the mark.
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Interesting, sir. So, listening to the name of the course, Mathematical Science, can you kindly dive a bit into what the subject is all about, the course is all about? Because when I'm hearing it, I'm just thinking of quantum mechanics, quantum physics,
and
deep math, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, crazy maths. Okay, yeah, mathematical sciences. I can say it's like an umbrella term, which covers everything to do with math.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so under math, you have branches, you have algebra, have calculus.
Yes.
Calculus has its things. Algebra has its things. You have geometry, which has its nature. You know how geometry looks like. You know when you're doing trigonometry. So under mathematical sciences, we cover. Yeah, it's very broad. Even in the finance, there is a side, mathematical finance in the, like, it's a branch of finance.
Okay.
But it's mathematical. There are statistics, so they all fall under mathematical sciences.
Yeah.
So I can say everything that has to do with math.
Anything that's math related.
Mm-hmm.
You've mentioned how the course is very broad, right? So with that being said, where can one see themselves working in terms of industry after studying mathematical science?
I'll make very practical examples, we have elective modules where we choose whether you're doing applied sciences or you're going to the finance stream,
Yes.
So for those going to the finance stream, are having hopes of being actuaries, actuarial scientists, those people along the insurance field.
Yes.
Finances, economists. And there are statisticians, people who work with numbers in institutions as big as StatsSA, let's say the Home Affairs. Those are big numbers. So, like, you need mathematical scientists analysts. If you properly call them, they're analysts. Those people who will handle, data handling is a lot, my man. There is a module called statistics. Statistics alone, it's a lot. And there are people who work using statistics. So we can say it's a sector, it's a subsector within the maths. And then you can also find yourself in labs. I, for one, I'm hoping to maybe at one point work at the square kilometer array. You see, observing the cosmos, applying the maths and physics I learned, because I chose the applied science stream, and then there are those who chose the business and finance sector. So we all come from mathematics, you see. But yeah, we're very proud. That's one other thing that brought me to mathematical sciences, is that I can choose what to do. Yeah.
Awesome.
We can also teach having a postgraduate certificate, which means you add a year where you'll be taught how to teach the mathematics that you learned in mathematical sciences.
Mm. Okay. I love that. The course doesn't... The course is not only broad, but it sounds very challenging as well. But I've heard of some courses where one starts, maybe they focus on a particular, it's broad in the first year, but then in the second or third year, they branch out into things that they have to specialize in. Does this course Or is this course also structured in that manner?
Yeah, pretty much like that, because I ran into a second year learner.
Yeah.
I told me to her, you see, a lot of content in terms of theory.
Yes.
You cover it in your first year, and then from there, you applying. You just applying. It's an application of all the theory you learned, or most. Maybe, yeah, you will come across new things, but now it's narrowing down. The workload, yeah, because, yeah, for statistics, I will play around statistics and all that, because statistics, you see,
yeah,
statistics, it feels like it overshadows mathematics. Statistics, guys, statistics, nah. Yeah, so, hey.
It sounds like it can humble. It humbles you.
It does a great deal. So as I was saying, it narrows down. We have a lot of theory in it during this semester, and then going forth will be application. So it's pretty much narrowed in that way.
Can you elaborate more on application? Because I mean, the theory part sounds understandable, but then I'm just thinking about someone sitting here listening to you and asking themselves, how would they apply the math? I mean, are they not just doing the calculations?
Okay.
What are they doing? I learned algebra at school. I'm not using it right now. I mean,
so
a person asking himself that question.
Let me just demonstrate with things that we come across in statistics. A typical question from a question paper.
Yeah.
They will give you a statement like, let's say, Sir Elijah uses a bucket of fish, a bucket to let me say, pick randomly at a reef, just scoop, and then he will count the number of bacteria and the different organisms in that bucket.
Yes.
So this bucket will be a sample representing this population, which is the sea, maybe if you went to pick your sample from the sea, and then you're gonna apply a theory. In terms of theory, there is what we call inferential statistics, which are statistics that are made from a small sample to represent a whole population. You can also apply that in humans. Let's say you're looking at a group of sick people, maybe a certain disease, and then maybe you have around 400 people. From that 400, you take a certain number of people, and then you go and conduct a specific study in your own observation. Then from there, there are numbers which represent specific things. The statisticians know that they call them variables and stuff. So what I'm trying to show you is that we're using maths from real life situations.
It
applies in very broad ways. There's a lot.
I think from the short scenario that you just shared right now, it made me think that it's not just about math and science, but there's more to it. So, tracking back to your high school days, right? Yeah, we can go back to the name of the course being mathematical science. What are the other subjects apart from math, science, and English that you would say that has been beneficial for you as a student so far studying this course?
Life orientation. Unexpected answer, I'm sure. I understand, but life orientation is important. You see those little things that they are teaching in life orientation, time management, interpersonal skills, those things come in handy. There is a module called communication skills. So you see, you're going deeper in LO now.
Yes.
So if you underrate LO, I'm now talking to others. I know there are those who underestimate LO. I'm not lying to them. You see, LO, application of LO in university is key.
Yes.
Yeah, so like, apart from math, science, language, English is the same. Language, I won't count them. Yeah. I won't count languages. I don't do geography. So yes. What I'm still left with is LO from all the subjects I'm doing. I was doing it. Yeah. LO is still part of my life.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Interesting. I love that you mentioned the effect of LO in your daily life and time management.
Yeah. Even so, academically, sorting, prioritizing things. Yeah. LO, life orientation.
So with that being said, time management, how do you navigate your studies and your personal life? I mean, going on campus, but also having fun at the same time. Initially, you mentioned that you're an artist. How do you manage that?
Yeah, you see, this artist in me causes me to live in the spur of the moment.
Yeah.
If I know that tomorrow it's Thursday in the morning, I'm going to attend class.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only know that I have to do those things, ne? And then anything beyond that, I'll see as the day progresses. However, there are those things that I do set and revolve everything
yes.
around.
Yes, yes.
That's how I can say I manage my time. For example, my latest class ends at 1.
Yes.
And then I go back to soccer practice at 5.
Okay.
So during that time,
if
I'm not studying, I am free to do any other thing. Maybe one may request and it sparks an interest and I actually do that.
Yeah.
So I don't specifically do specific things for fun, maybe groove. I have fun while living my life.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Like I do something that fulfills me every time, including walking. You see, walking to one point, maybe from one point to another.
Yeah, to another.
Yeah, I don't mind walking, my man. I can walk the whole day. Mm-hmm. I can walk the whole day and then finding things to do as I walk.
Yeah. 100%.
I'm that person, but I do know good. Okay, now if my time for walking ends at maybe 5, maybe 4:30.
Yeah.
I know I have to stop every extra thing.
Yes.
Prepare for the next activity.
Awesome.
Then go and do that activity. And then I'll see what else happens after that. And then if I have another thing which I have said,
yeah,
I'll make sure to stick to it.
Okay.
Yeah, but in between, yeah.
Do you know, it's very interesting because you're a man who tends to be very busy. You're always on the go. You're always on the go, right? And which makes me ponder. You mentioned that when you're not studying, you do this and that. So what is your routine like? Because I know others say, cool, I study at 5:00 in the morning. I used to like studying in the evening.
Uh-huh.
I'll study maybe at 2 and then 5 I'll go to sleep. What has been the most effective time for you to study despite having to play soccer, being an artist, doing your walks?
Mm-hmm.
What has been your routine?
Yeah. At night. I can't say I'm nocturnal. I perform best at night. Yeah, I perform best at night. I think I'm relaxed. I know that there's not a lot that I may want to do outside. So, like,
yes,
my focus, avoid the bed. It's all here now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're studying. So at night, yeah. And then I don't cross night. Mm-hmm. I don't set alarms to wake up because if I set that alarm, I will wake up unconsciously, so turn it off and go back to sleep. So
yeah.
I'd rather exhaust myself if I sleep at 4.
Yeah.
If I started studying maybe at 12, I won't lie to you and say, if I start studying at 10 and sleep at 4, I was studying throughout.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I know that from the time I start studying to the time I stop,
yeah,
I have to have grabbed as much as I can from that.
Awesome. I love this. It reminds me of a wise man who once said, as a student, the warmer the bed, the colder the future. So,
yeah. That was prophetic.
Very deep.
Profound.
Very deep.
Yeah, deep.
Very deep. So, let's talk a bit more about your music. What type of music are you into? And
primarily, I'm a gospel musician. Eh?
Yeah,
I was introduced to music.
Mm-hmm.
First things first, I got born again. If everyone knows the term,
yeah.
Got born again yeah. at the age of 12
yes.
in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the drums then, and I don't know. I started learning drums by the ear because the drummer at that church
yeah.
never gave me a lesson. But there was a time where me and a friend who invited me to the church mm-hmm. snuck into the church mm-hmm. and started playing what he was playing.
Yeah.
And then that's how I started. That's how I was introduced into music. I was introduced
yes.
to gospel music. 2 years down the line, mm-hmm. I started learning keyboards.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been doing gospel, but gospel is very broad. It introduced me to jazz.
Yes.
Gospel is very broad, my man. You see, if you covering gospel and jazz, you have the parents of music. You see, everything is born from that. So mostly I'm gospel, and then deviate to jazz and rap.
Rap, awesome.
My rap has a lot of jazz in it.
Okay.
That's my touch.
Okay.
So you see, it's just in a small circle of genres. Yeah, those are my three main things. I even incorporate all of them at times.
That's very lovely, man. It's very interesting because, I mean, you're not just boxed into a certain genre, but you allow yourself to expand. But then having said that, that you're an artist, many universities, I believe your university also has extracurricular activities.
Mm-hmm.
As an artist, does your university have platforms that allows you to shine, if I can put that way?
Yeah, there is a school choir.
Yeah.
And it's not only vocals, it has a band.
Yes.
So yeah, if I had an interest, I would go. I believe they would have auditions or they would select, they have their criteria. However, I love church more.
Okay.
So I prefer playing in church. As we're speaking, I'm part of a team rehearsing for a concert on the 25th of May in Parklands. And I'm not playing drums, I'm not playing keyboards. I'm singing tenor.
lovely, man. I love that you're making the most of your student life. It's not just about books.
Yeah.
But there are more. There's more.
We'll die. If it's only about books, trust me. Every time you think about school, sometimes it bursts your bubble.
Yes.
To think, oh my God, I didn't submit in the middle of a very beautiful moment. You see?
Yes.
So, like, if it was all about school, I don't think we'd survive. I try to do that. I relax more when I do art. You see, it's therapeutic.
Having listened to you, that you are a student, you are also an artist. Take us through maybe a journey, right?
Uh-huh.
Or should I say, let me take you through a journey. Go back to Tebogo in grade 11/grade 12. Thinking about the course to study, thinking about varsity life, what advice would you give that Tebogo?
First things first, remembering the exact Tebogo at that age.
Mm.
I know there are many others like Tebogo.
Mm.
I tell them, first things first, apply for funding.
Mm.
Apply for funding.
Yeah.
And then make sure your marks are good, because you won't qualify for funding if your marks are not good,
yeah.
Let alone get space.
Mm-hmm.
And then after fixing your marks in grade 11, for such things, if you work hard, you will have to, you'll get the privilege of choosing what you want to do.
100%.
Yeah, so like, I want the grade 11s to go into grade 12 with that privilege. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like they should do their best. Tebogo should do your best. Yeah, you should do your best so that you don't have troubles the following year and that year after, because if you don't have a plan at the end of matric, that could be the beginning of the end of your life. Am I lying?
I'm listening.
Yeah. You can finish matric, ne? And then if you do nothing afterwards, the Lord can take you.
You can
end up in drugs. You can maybe end up working hard labor the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You may end up in a butchery. You may end up maybe as a criminal.
Yeah.
Which is something you could correct in grade 11 prior to grade 12.
Yeah.
So in grade 11, you earn your spot. In grade 12, maintain it. Awesome. You can apply with your results from grade 11.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can be awarded bursaries for your results from grade 11. Going to grade 12, finishing grade 12 with your space secured for you. I know that I was studying with such people. There are around 11 learners who were given around 5,000 just for applying at a certain university and achieving the certain marks.
Wow.
And actually chose to enroll there.
Yes.
For the next year.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, you feel grade 11 is important. You don't mess around in grade 11. I messed around, you see. I messed around and I felt the heat. That's why I'm so deep into this.
Into this.
Yeah. I almost failed grade 11, bruh.
Yeah. Wow.
Almost failed grade 11. My APS was 20.
Hectic.
Yeah. It was hectic. And then in grade 12, because of those marks, I had no confidence of applying. I was like, far now. Who's going to take me with such marks?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't apply even for NSFAS. There was a turnaround, however, but because of the error I committed and not followed through in grade 11, I had to take a gap year.
Hectic.
You see, my marks, my final marks in grade 10 and in grade 11 and 12, you'd swear those are not the same people. This was my highest year. This was my lowest and this was my highest. Like, I'm proud of myself as much as I did my best year. I set my high score, and I only realized that there was a chance, there was still a chance for me to go to university after applications have closed. If I corrected that a year before, things would have been different.
Yeah.
So yeah, Tebogo, grade 11. I hope you're listening.
Certainly you went through highs and lows, but you picked yourself up. With this wisdom that you have acquired over the years, right?
Yes.
Where do you see yourself in the next 10 years, career-wise,
10 years.
Personal-wise, or 5 years? Let me bring it closer.
5 years.
Let me
give you 5 and 10 years. Thank you. You've given me the paintbrush to modify my future. Yeah. So in 10 years, we're in 2024. Ne? 10 years. At least I hope to have 5 years working experience already. Meaning in the next 3 years, I have to have graduated and secured a job. I know I will. I don't know where, because as I said initially, it's very broad.
And
if I haven't mentioned it, I'm an autonomous person. I value doing what I want to do at a specific time. Maybe I'd say 5 years from now, I wanna work at SASA. Then next year something switches, and then I tell myself, nah, next year I wanna work at BP. I can, because there's always room for a mathematician. You understand?
Yes.
We fit everywhere. So yeah, to sum what I was saying is that I want to have, in the next 5 years,
yeah,
I must be employed and doing what I want.
100%, yeah.
Yeah, and then a lot, I will see from there.
Awesome, wow. wow.
Thanks.
Mr. Tebogo, thank you so much for being here. You know, you've dished out a lot. It was too much for me to take. You know, you caught me by surprise. I'm like, whoa, okay. I thought you were still going on, but lovely.
Sorry, man.
But lovely. We had a great time and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Thanks.
Awesome. Yeah, it's Take a Podcast, our vision. And what we love seeing is seeing people succeed, people do wonders with their lives. So we can't wait one day to see you again, you know, as a professional. And you'll be sharing more of your wisdom and showing us how far you've reached. So, yeah.
Thank you again, sir. Thank you. Just to close, in Jay, you know, with a few shout outs. Yeah. I know there are people who will strangle me for living without mentioning them by name, but yeah. You know. On a serious note, the people, to stakeholders who are responsible for this that I am right now, all of it, I'm a product of a community, my man. I'm from Gauteng in the West Rand, in a township called Swaneville. Ne? Okay. It was initially Mshengoville. It was a battlefield for Inkatha.
Okay.
If you remember, I don't know much about that. It's in history. I was around 1990. I was not born, but there was a lot of bloodshed where my location is located right now. So it was associated with. It had a bad reputation. But now over the years, I'm fighting to give my hood a reputation. So I'm a symbol of Swaneville, of the West Rand. Wherever I go, I have to uphold myself in a way that they don't only respect what they see, but they have to think deeper. Oh, I wonder where this person is coming from, because this one is not from here. So like, I have people who worked on me and the mic, forming a relationship, putting me on air for the first time in my life. I was in a radio station, Westside FM. It would be very bad. And also West Rand Creatives. This is uniform for artists where I'm from. It has a t-shirt, but I'm not wearing it because it's white and I was feeling black today. that group as well, I thank God for that group because like they stimulated... they stimulated me as an artist. You know, if you are in the presence, there is a wise man who once said this. Being in the presence of wise people is like going into a perfumery. You may not have bought anything for the day, but the smell of the perfume stays with you for the day. I hope you get it. Yeah, you get a nice aroma just by being around. You don't even have to interact, but being around such people. So in this context, it's artists. I saw that there are people who are very good in art.
Yeah.
That stimulated the drive for me to want to be the best as well in myself, you see, on my own.
Yeah.
So yeah, those people, they deserve my shout outs. They deserve West Rand Creatives.
Awesome. Shout out to all those people, the people who have been pillars in your life and have helped you become who you are. You know, what we are seeing right now is a product of the hard work of the men and the women who have contributed to your life.
True.
So, yes, sir. So, once again, thank you for being a guest. It's a pleasure. I mean, it's an honor to have had you here, having spoken with you and listening to you just dish out, you know, and pour out liquid gold information for us. What do we say? Peace, sir.
Peace.
Awesome.
Yeah.